Hey ladies, the Beautiful Movement now has their summer box available for pre-sale. This means that you have the chance to sign up before these boxes sell out again. If you have not had the opportunity to get one of these boxes, grab your box today. These boxes are becoming so popular, they're actually selling out. The theme in this box is walking with Jesus, a box that will help you grow deeper with God this summer. It's the perfect summer starter kit that you don't want to miss. Head on over to www.jointhebeautifulmovement.com to sign up today. Be sure to use the discount code UNCOMMONTEEN, all one word, for 15% off your first box. You can also follow The Beautiful Movement on Instagram at the_beautiful_movement. Ladies, you don't want to miss this. Welcome to the Uncommon Teen Podcast, the podcast for Christian teen girls. Each week we talk about real life issues that you are facing every day and how to overcome them in a way that stays true to who you are. We'll talk about issues like making friends, how to avoid toxic relationships, feeling lonely, and understanding that you have a purpose, and so much more. I'm your host, Amy Kirshner, and I'm so excited to be here with you today. So today we're going to be talking about what Uncommon Teen is, what it means, and my heart behind starting the Uncommon Teen podcast. So Uncommon Teen is a ministry geared towards you, Christian teen girls. My heart is to help you really see who it is that God created you to be. He created you so beautifully and so incredibly. He sees you as so valuable. You mean so much to God. I want you to be able to see that. I want you to see the heartbeat behind God and His incredible love for you. In a world that tells us that we're worthless and that we don't have a voice, it's so important for us to truly understand that is a lie from the enemy, and that God says something so completely different about us. So in Uncommon Teen, we also want to see you overcome any insecurities that might be holding you back from doing what it is that God has called you to do. As someone who grew up painfully shy, and I say painfully because it was pretty painful, I hated being like that. I had such a hard time just going up and talking to people. I did a really great job of staying inside my comfort zone, but I was so painfully shy. And so I understand how insecurities can hold somebody back because that happened to me for so many years. So I want to see you overcome insecurities and really step into who it is that God has created you to be. In this podcast, we're going to talk about practical ways that we can overcome certain things that come at us. We're going to talk about how do we make friends, like good friends. We're going to talk about how to avoid toxic relationships. I will tell you, I've seen it over and over again. Having a teen daughter of my own, my daughter, one of her friends, became very manipulative and was trying to get my daughter to do things or feel bad about herself for choosing not to do them. And I had to step into that situation. And so we're going to talk about how do we avoid those toxic relationships. And we're going to talk about normal everyday challenges that you as teen girls face every single day and how we can overcome them. We're going to give you step-by-step tips because I want to see you win in life. And that is exactly why we're here. So that is what Uncommon Teen is. So you may be wondering, why the name Uncommon Teen? Couldn't you pick a different name? Well, Uncommon Teen actually comes from the verse found in Acts 4:13. I love this verse. It's actually one of my favorite verses in the entire Bible. And I want to read it in the Amplified Classic Version, or you may see AMPC on your phone. I just love this version. I love the way that it's written. It says, "Now when they saw the boldness and unfettered eloquence of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and untrained in the schools, they were common men with no educational advantages. The crowd marveled, and they recognized that they had been with Jesus." And I so love this. With Peter and John, they were just common men who spent time with Jesus. And because they did, they went from common to uncommon. The same thing is true with us. When we spend time with God on a daily basis, growing in our relationship with Him, the same thing happens to us. We go from common to uncommon. We go from ordinary to extraordinary. I saw this happen firsthand in my life. I was one of those girls who was okay at a lot of things, but I was never really great
at anything. I walked through life feeling like there really wasn't anything special about me. Maybe some of you guys can relate to me. I was shy, as I talked about earlier. I didn't have a lot of friends, and I never really felt like there was a purpose for my life. But I was wrong. To share with you a little bit about me, I didn't become a Christian until I was a senior in high school. And since I didn't have anything planned the summer before I went to college, I chose to work at a summer camp as a cook. Not as a worship leader, not as a camp counselor, but a cook. That's what the camp needed, and I was there, and I was so excited to do it. However, it was during that summer as a cook that God spoke so strongly to my heart. And this wasn't in words. This was just like, just so strongly, I just knew it so strongly in my heart. And he told me what I was going to be doing for the rest of my life. I was 18 years old. Before that, I had no idea that I even had a purpose for my life. But that summer changed everything. Now, I'll back up just a little bit so this story makes sense. As I shared earlier, I didn't become a Christian until I was a senior in high school. Well, as you might have been able to tell, I didn't grow up in a Christian family. There was a lot of abuse in my home. There were drugs in my home. It was not a functional home by any means. Now, fast forward back to my senior year, after my senior year of high school in the summer, and now I'm working at a Christian camp as a cook. One night I was walking around campus and I saw a group of girls gathered under a tree and they were all talking, and so unlike me because it was so out of my comfort zone. I just really felt like I needed to go and sit down with them and talk to them. And so I did. I sat down and I talked to them and I just got to know them a little bit. And after sitting down there for a couple minutes, I asked them some questions. And I found out that these girls were from a group home, a foster home. And as I began to share with them my story and how my life wasn't much different than theirs, I was able to really share with them my heart and share with them what God had done through me. And it was incredible because these girls, for the first time, just looking at their faces, you could tell that for the first time in their life, they had hope. Because when you live in a situation where there's a lot of abuse and a lot of drugs and a lot of neglect and things like that, you don't really have a hope for the future. And I saw that hope just well up inside of these girls. And it was in that moment that God spoke to me so strongly. And he said, this is what you're going to be doing for the rest of your life. You are going to be serving teens, specifically teen girls, and helping them to know the same love that I had come to know, the love of our incredible Heavenly Father. So fast forward again to today, and now I've been serving in youth ministry for, should I say it? 20 years. It seems like a lot. I feel like I'm old. But I absolutely love what God has called me to do. I'm a Christian teen mentor with Uncommon Teen, the author of the Dare to Be devotional for Christian teen girls, and now the host of the Uncommon Teen podcast. And this is not things that I could do in my strength. Like I told you before, I didn't feel like there was anything that I was good at. I didn't feel like there was anything that I was really great at, that I even had a purpose. And it's only because of the grace of God that I'm even here today, which is pretty awesome. But I want you to know, for someone who didn't think that she had a purpose, because I chose to be an uncommon teen and take that time to spend with Jesus, he was able to take me, who was very ordinary and very common, and make me extraordinary and make me uncommon. And what I love about God is he is no respecter of persons. He doesn't respect one person more than he respects another person. He will do the same thing for you. So my encouragement for you today is this: no matter where you are in your walk with God, you can become that uncommon teen. I encourage you to make the decision to go all in with God. What does that mean? To go all in. Well, maybe you're not a Christian yet. Maybe you're just checking this thing out and you're listening to this podcast because you happened upon it or somebody shared it with you. That's okay. Let me know. I want to hear. A side note for everybody, if you have not downloaded the Uncommon Teen app yet, go ahead and do that now. But for those of you who are just checking this Jesus thing out, go download that app and then click on the button that says Next Steps. There you can learn more about what it means to start a relationship with Jesus. And there's a spot where you can even ask questions. I want to be here for you. I want to help you walk this journey out. If you already are a Christian, no matter what stage of Christianity you're in, maybe you're a brand new Christian, or maybe you've been a Christian for years, I want to encourage you to do this. Do what we call the first 15. Take at least 15 minutes of your morning and spend it with God. If you're just starting out your journey with God, that's awesome. I encourage you, spend 5 minutes, just 5 minutes, reading the Bible and thinking about what God is saying to you through His Word. The book of John is a great place to start. Then spend 5 minutes in prayer. Talk to God about your day. Talk to Him about things that are going on in your life. Talk to Him about what you read in the Word. Thank Him for all the good things that you have going on in your life. Then, the last 5 minutes, open up that Uncommon Teen app and you'll see a button that says worship. If you click on that button, we have downloaded several songs that we love. The words are just such beautiful words to God. Pick one of those songs, press play, and just really think about the words that you're singing to God as you praise Him, because He is so, so good. All right, well, thank you so much for joining me today. I want you to know that you are beautiful and that you are valuable. I want you to know that your beauty and your value do not change, even if or when somebody fails to see how incredible God made you. Now, I want you to say this with me, and I know it seems kind of cheesy, but your words are so powerful. I want you to say this with me. I am beautiful. I am valuable. My beauty and my value, they don't change. Even if someone fails to see how incredible God made me. Now, those words are so powerful. And some of you, you may have had a hard time even saying those words because maybe you don't feel beautiful or you don't feel valuable. But I want you to know that you are, and God sees you that way. And as you come back and listen to this podcast week after week, I want you to hear these words and start to get them in your heart and know that they are truth. If you have not yet subscribed to our podcast, please go ahead and do that now, and we will see you back here next week.
Ladies, I hope that this episode helped you today. I hope that you know how incredibly loved by God that you really are. Repeat after me. I am beautiful. I am valuable. My beauty and my value, they don't change. Even if someone fails to see how incredible God made me. All right, ladies, I would love to personally invite you to join us this July 19th and 20th for Uncommon Teen Live 2024. Woohoo! Being a teen girl today is tough. Being a Christian teen girl today is even more challenging. But God has given you everything you need to not just survive this crazy world, but to soar. At this year's conference, we're going to be talking about how to become free from anything that is holding you back from being all that it is that God has created you to be. And for those of you who have not been to Uncommon Teen Live before, you get to be a part of our live Ask Me Anything session. Ladies, throughout the whole conference, I have a box set up where you can ask your questions. And then on Saturday, the second day of the conference, we set aside a special session just to answer as many questions as we possibly can. And ladies, I would love to invite you to be a part of our live podcast recording at the conference venue itself. Ladies, last year we tried this and I don't know what happened, but the recording disappeared. This year it's not happening. We are going to record live and in person at Uncommon Teen Live, and I would love for you all to be a part of this episode. So if you have not gotten your tickets yet, head on over to Uncommon Teen Live, grab your tickets today. And real quick, I just want to say thank you to those of you who prayed for us about our venue. After a couple of venues fell through for Uncommon Teen Live, I knew that God was going to do something big. And He really was. He was working behind the scenes even when we didn't see it. We found a venue that is amazing. The owners are amazing. They love the heart behind Uncommon Teen. I'm so excited because there's something even better that I want to share with you, but I can't share with you yet. So stay tuned because I've got some really awesome news about this conference that you're going to love. So I just want to say again, thank you so much for your prayers. Know that they are heard, that God listens to you. And I am just excited. Continue to pray over this event. God is going to do something miraculous, and I am so excited to get to be a part of it. All right, ladies, have an amazing rest of your week, and we'll see you back here next time.